Yes, sir.
Would you tell, I forgot to mention John Skelly, that I saw Rogers at lunch and spoke, and he spoke very highly of Skelly's working on that statement with him, and I and that I told Rogers that whenever we took a trip in the future, and naturally we have none planned at the moment, but you never know, I said that it was my plan to have Skelly go as the top advisor in this field, because he works so well with Ziegler and with McCloskey.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill said, that's just great. He's all for it. Cool. This will build Skelly up a little.
That's good for his morale. Well,
and just telling that that we don't want, that's dumb, there's nothing planned at the moment, but that that I'm pleased that it's working out this way, because whenever trips are taken, Rogers, of course, will go, and Skelly's just the man to go along.
Perfect enemy here.
The other thing to say to him is this, that see if what he can do to see that statistical fluke thing doesn't become the story tonight on NBC. I don't know if you can, but...
Yes, he's talking to Chancellor.
Yeah.
And also to
yeah.
Rather.
Yeah. Well, they've got to say that some say it's statistically, but let's get our side across, too.
I'm sure they will. I think in explaining it to Howard Smith, he understood it perfectly. And I think his...
What really happened is, it seems to me, is that their earlier figures of when they went up were they went up... Frankly, the unemployment never went to 6.2.
That's right, exactly.
And it's probably is about 5.8, and now it's really 5.6, but it did go down.
That's right, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, but the point is that the bad news we took was also a statistical fluke, but now we're simply correcting it.
Well, I went through this yesterday with Schultz at length, and that I think is a fact. I don't think it ever went as high as they said it.
That's right. All right,
go. I'll take care of it, sir.